KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly mostly cloudy and 45 degrees in Atlantic. Picked up a quarter of an inch of rainfall here overnight. Messina reported just under a quarter of an inch at 24 one-hundredths. Our forecast is calling for it to be mostly cloudy with any light rain in the area to be ending. Skies will be partly cloudy then this afternoon, a high of 55 with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news. Officials of the AHSTW school district on Friday said the absenteeism due to COVID-19, as well as the expiration of a significant number of quarantines, will, quote, return absentee percentages in the primary and intermediate grades to a rate that allows the district to return to full-time face-to-face instruction for those grades, PK through 8, beginning on Monday, October 5th. It was noted, however, that due to the continued increase in positive cases, grades 9 through 12 will return via the hybrid model for the week of Monday, October 5th through Friday, October 9th, rather than full-time face-to-face as with the other students. School officials at AHSTW said affected families will receive separate communication from high school principal Michael Embrock to let them know whether their students are assigned to attend on A days or B days, as well as more detailed scheduled information. According to the district's administrative team, all previously communicated quarantine dates remain in effect, so please note that your child may still have a different return date than what was described, and that they will continue to attend remotely until their quarantine expires, as long as they are healthy enough to do so. For more information, you can see the letter from the district that they posted in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com via their social media page. The state of Iowa's COVID-19 dashboard as of early this morning indicated that since 10 a.m. Friday, there were 10 more deaths attributed to the virus for a total of 1,377 and 720 more positive cases for a total of 91,483. Deaths attributed to a pre-existing medical condition, number 938. There have been 5,741 lab results returned since Friday through early today, with 5,096 coming back negative for the virus and 638 positive. The total number of tests administered to date amount to 814,756, with 721,737 coming back negative. The 14-day rolling average remains 8.7%, and health officials say 71,285 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. In the KJAN listening area, Cass County has 3 new positive cases of the virus for a total of 191 to date. Other new positive test results include 11 in Guthrie County, 5 each in Audubon and Madison counties, 3 in Harrison, Mills, Pottawatomie, and Union counties, 2 more cases each in Montgomery County, and 1 case in each of Adams and Shelby counties. There was also one more death that took place in Pottawatomie County for a total since the beginning of the pandemic of 41. Hospitalization data due to COVID-19 show 402 are hospitalized as of today, compared with 393 yesterday. 100 patients are in an ICU compared to 95 on Friday. 58 people have been admitted to a hospital. There were 66 yesterday. And 38 COVID patients are on a ventilator. That's 2 more than on Friday. In western and southwest Iowa, 23 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. 9 are in an ICU. 2 were admitted since yesterday, and no one is on a ventilator. There are currently 52 long-term care facilities with coronavirus outbreaks in Iowa. IDPH reports 1,127 positive cases and 679 recoveries associated with those facilities. There have also been 709 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's 5 more than on Friday. Well, stricken by COVID-19, a feverish and fatigued President Donald Trump was flown by Marine One helicopter to the Walter Reed Medical National Military Hospital on Friday, where he's being given remdesivir therapy after being injected with an experimental drug combination in treatment at the White House. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's praying for a quick, healthy recovery for President Trump.
You know, there's various ways that the virus impacts individuals, so we'll wait and see what kind of symptoms that the president, the first lady, and those that have been tested positive have.
The White House said Trump's expected stay of a few days at the facility was precautionary and that he would continue to work from the hospital's presidential suite, which is equipped to allow him to keep up his official duties. While the president is temporarily off the campaign trail, Reynolds says there are plenty of surrogates like her who can carry the Trump campaign message to voters.
We had one of the strongest economies in our lifetime, and then COVID hit, and I believe, you know, he did it once. This is the president is the guy that can get that economy back up and going.
After a visit to the White House last May, Reynolds went into quarantine following an aide to Vice President Pence who tested positive for COVID.
I was in the Situation Room, and there was actually someone who tested positive, and so because I was essential workers, you just had to mask, I social distance, I kept I did limited my exposure to anybody, and I tested for 9 days straight, and it was the PCR testing, which is the gold standard, and tested negative, and I've been tested multiple times since then.
Reynolds said she had a cold early in the pandemic.
And just to be sure it was a cold, we got the testing done, and it was negative. So we'll continue to be responsible and do the right thing. If I can't social distance, we'll have a mask on and just continue moving our economy forward.
Governor Reynolds made her comments after visiting with a doctor in Lamar's who has posted videos on Facebook about the latest COVID-19 developments. Vice President Mike Pence, who was in Iowa Thursday, has announced that he and his wife tested negative for the coronavirus. Pence discussed his work leading the White House Coronavirus Task Force during appearances in Carter Lake and Des Moines.
With American innovation, our dedicated researchers, we believe, are just literally weeks away from the first coronavirus vaccine for the American people, and we'll have tens of millions of doses available the moment that it's approved.
Pence spoke to about 270 people in Carter Lake and 600 people in Des Moines Thursday, mentioning two treatments the FDA has approved for COVID patients.
We've demonstrated as a nation that we can slow the spread. We're going to continue to protect the vulnerable, continue to save lives, and we're opening up America again.
And according to the vice president's office, the last time Pence and Trump were in close proximity was Tuesday at the White House. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said she's being kept up to date on President Trump and others in the White House who have tested positive for COVID-19.
We want to continue to pray for the president and his wonderful first lady, Melania. Great individuals. We pray for their welfare. And, of course, for any staff members as well.
The Republican Ernst said Friday she's heard the president has minor symptoms and is in isolation at Walter Reed.
And he has indicated he will continue to work through this. He will be isolating. Of course, he and the first lady are in quarantine. And again, let's pray for them, please. This is a difficult time in our nation's history, and I think they could use a little support right now.
Ernst made her comments after touring a Sioux City health clinic. Iowa Democrat Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer released a statement on the announcement by President Trump. It said, as we've seen firsthand in Iowa and around the country, this virus knows no ethnic, gender, or geographic boundaries and has now reached the President of the United States. Finkenauer said, I'm praying for the President and First Lady to make a fast and full recovery from COVID-19, and that I hope this difficult news serves as a call to action for everyone to protect themselves and our communities against the spread of this virus. Be safe and wear a mask. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Paul Clark Williams, age 93, of Indianola and formerly of Rural Stewart, died September 24th. Graveside memorial services for Paul Williams will be today at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in Rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Kent Morgan, age 63, of rural Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Kent Morgan will be today at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Carlotta De Samorton, age 99, of San Diego, California, died September 22nd. A graveside service for Carlotta De Samorton will be today at 11 o'clock at the Whipple Cemetery in Griswold. Regan Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. William D. Tracy, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A funeral mass for William Tracy will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the historic All Saints Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dan Mulbauer, age 62, of Manila, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Dan Mulbauer will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Manning House Barn Conference Center in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Larie Erickson, age 98, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Public graveside services for Larie Erickson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Reno Methodist Cemetery south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Rochelle Bruns, age 51, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Rochelle Bruns will be on Saturday, October 10th at 1 p.m. at the Exira EHK Spartan Football Field in Exira. Everyone's invited to bring a lawn chair or blanket for the service next Saturday, or there will be seating in the stadium. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Doris Hensel, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. A private family service for Doris Hensel will be held, with Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic assisting the family. Harold Bartlett, Jr., age 72, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. No services are planned at this time for Harold Bartlett, Jr. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting the family. Pam Straka, age 63, of Atlantic, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Services for Pam Straka are pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.